David Cook manages vineyards for a number of local producers. He was in our studios on other business this week, so we took the opportunity to ask him about a recent headline that the 2019 grape harvest was down significantly in the county. He didn't seem too concerned. As he told KRCB News Director Steve Mencher, he has a theory about the decline.
You know, the millennials aren't drinking the wine like the younger generation has done in the past. And then when you add that the wine industry has went through these ups and downs, we're just in a downturn, and it'll turn around. It always turns around. There's a lot of things happening with farming techniques in Sonoma County. We're getting more mechanized, which one would think that not being as labor intensive would bring the price down. But land is so expensive here that prices aren't going to go down. I'm holding out to see what's going to happen in 3 to 4 years when the market decides, you know, how it's going to be.
Okay, it seems like then you would have to be making decisions based on the 2019 harvest for 2020 as you gear up for the work that you're doing this spring and summer. So do you think there'll be another decline from 2019 to 2020, or what are the folks in the industry saying?
I'm assuming there will be a decline. A lot of our contracts are 3 to 5 years. So what happens is I'm always looking 3 to 5 years into the future to see if we're going to be able to sell our fruit at what price. And there's a lot of decisions that are made. I've always said that every vineyard isn't created equal. So you have some vineyards that go into a $10 bottle. You have some vineyards that go into a $60 or $100 bottle. And the decision has to be made is where is that wine going to go and what price point? And that is the discussion. And that's what keeps me in the office a lot, is trying to make those decisions for my client. Because in the end, it's a commodity and you don't want to lose money.
All right, what are the millennials drinking now?
I don't know. I've tried to figure that one out, but you know, craft beers, and I know that there's a lot of different ciders and hard liquors. So, you know, wine is one of those that some people approach it as it's too snobby, or maybe they don't understand and they don't feel comfortable talking to it among their friends. So I've always said there's an educational component there, that you tell the wine drinker, just drink what you like, and it's not a competition. And sometimes I think we overthink wine, and it kind of turns people off. They don't want to say the wrong thing to their friends and have them look at them like they're unknowledgeable about wine. But I feel that, you know, it's just the opposite. I ask people all the time what their favorite wine is, and it's all over the board.
Is there a danger in our county and the neighboring counties of having gone too far toward monoculture, toward wine and the tourism and food industries that go with wine, versus a more spread out economy?
No, I think it's been a great concept for the tourism to come here and have special, you have this intimate relationship with the winery that you go to. And when you're there at the winery, you're tasting the wine, and you have all the look and feel of the winery. I don't think we've went too far. I just think that we need to let individuals know that there's really no handbook of what wines you should like, and have your comfort level there to enjoy wine with friends.
You'll hear from David Cook again next week as he makes his case for becoming the next Sonoma County Supervisor from District 1. You can find more interviews with the candidates at norcalpublicmedia.org.